This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler with Kirkwood Gardens at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. And every week we'll be looking at a different gardening issue, whether you have a couple of acres of vegetables or a container on your patio. Today it's the prima donna of the garden, hydrangeas. Emma, tell us everything you know about hydrangeas.
They're tough in our climate, really tough. The blue mophead type big leaf hydrangeas that most people are probably interested in growing are the most difficult to grow in our state. They like a nice mild climate. They form their buds on old wood, meaning they formed their flower buds the season prior, and those flower buds have to survive a winter. And a lot of times those flower buds are killed.
Okay, so lowered expectations for hydrangeas.
Growing hydrangeas in New Hampshire can be a challenge, but it can also be really rewarding. There are actually 6 species of hydrangea that can be grown in New Hampshire, but they all have very different maintenance needs and site requirements. So knowing your plant, knowing where you're planting it, what the growing conditions are like, is the key.
Oh, really? So better not to get carried away with the beautiful blue blooms and to start with the fundamentals when choosing a plant. Any recommendations?
There are a few other species you can try. 2 of my favorites are the smooth hydrangea. Some people call these Annabelle hydrangeas. So you can really grow them throughout New Hampshire. And they bloom on new growth. So the flower buds are formed in the spring, and the plant blooms in the summer, so you're pretty much guaranteed blooms. The same goes for panicle hydrangeas, which are more of a tree-type hydrangea. Some people know them as PG hydrangeas. Much cold hardier, they bloom on new growth, and really are pretty problem-free and actually don't mind drought.
Can you suggest any substitutes, preferably native? What else can I put in this spot?
I personally love witch hazels. They get a lot bigger than a hydrangea, but they have a lovely fall bloom. And viburnums have flat top flower that's kind of similar to that of a hydrangea that are used by a lot of different insects.
Okay, so the blue hydrangeas are aspirational, but you've given us some options.
See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.